Welcome to this podcast, and before going ahead, I'd love to say that I hope you enjoy this podcast, and of course, it's subject to the disclaimers that I've mentioned already, and if you've got any queries, then do go to the website and have a look at those. I hope you enjoy this podcast. So, we prepared the response email to the claimant, and we sent the email back to the claimant with all the concepts that we have talked about up until now. And now what I term this stage at is the waiting game. What would the claimant respond like? What would it say to our response? So during this waiting game, did we just sit on our hands? Well, no. What we actually did was we game played all the kinds of responses that might come back from the claimant to us, and then figure out what we might say. One of the key things that we mentioned in our response was we did not set a deadline for the claimant to come back to us. And one of the reasons for not setting a deadline is basically we did not want to add any injected fuel into this dispute. We did not want to create any momentum. Actually, we were quite happy for this claim to go along at as slow a pace as possible. And so there was no point in setting any deadlines or injecting any urgency into this. So what we did next during the waiting game is we thought about all the ways that the claimant might respond. Here are a few of them. One of the things is that the claimant might not actually respond at all. That was a possibility, in which case, no harm done. Nothing to do. An alternative was that the claimant might actually come back and get even more aggressive. Well, given that we had set the claimant some homework in terms of answering all of the questions we had set for the claimant, we could simply go back if there was an aggressive letter with more questions. Thirdly, we could gameplay the fact that if the claimant came back and threatened court proceedings, we could actually then think about other ways that we might suggest for resolving this dispute. Because not all disputes are resolved through court. There are other ways of resolving disputes. For example, disputes can be resolved via negotiation, via email, via conference calls, via meetings. They can also be resolved slightly more formally via mediation, which is where you have a mediator and the parties talk. Alternatively, they could be arbitration, where you have a system where the dispute is resolved, but it's resolved essentially in a court-like fashion, but not a court fashion, and also in private, so it's not open to prying eyes. These are the kind of things that I talked about with Bob, and he got more and more comfortable with the process. And Bob, over time, during the waiting game, began to calm down from the initial shock of actually receiving that letter